Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hilm. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer expecting a tough physical battle. Manchester United host old rivals Leeds United on Sunday, despite the absence of supporters. Thursday's announcement that Greater Manchester would remain in Tier 3 means Old Trafford will remain empty for the time being, while the Norwegian sees it as a great shame for having experienced some of the fierce atmospheres between the two teams over the years. It's been six games between the pair. Leeds, of course, have been down as low as League One when they got an FA Cup victory over Manchester United, but the Red Devils have been hoping to put them in their place as soon as possible during Sunday's encounter. Manchester United have no new injury concerns ahead of the visit. Edinson Cavani could return from a muscular problem. David De Gea, Scott McTominay and Luke Shaw could feature after being rested against Sheffield United. Manchester United former striker Andy Cole has leapt to the defence of Paul Pogba, saying the criticism of him is unfair. The Frenchman has been a divisive figure amongst the supporters since returning in 2016 from Juventus. Agent Mino Raiola suggested his client's United career was over earlier this winter. That resulted in Pogba facing a backlash from all corners, but Cole believes some of the criticism has been unjust. He told the Target Men podcast, "One of his biggest fans. I think he's a fantastic player. Yeah, I think he's got unfair criticism. He's been back at Manchester United for 4 years and the club are probably no closer to winning the Premier League now than they were when he joined. It's a transfer that hasn't worked out as either club would have hoped." And in terms of transfers, Manchester United have made a tentative inquiry to try and sign Christian Eriksen over a proposed January move. He only left for Italy 12 months ago, has failed to establish himself in Antonio Conte's. He's failed to complete 90 minutes in any games, been an unused sub in several fixtures in recent weeks, and reports claim United are interested in making their move in January as they look to bolster their attacking options. That's all then for the latest Manchester United headlines. We will have more news later.